Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
We already talked, Nola, the Marsh injury.
Yeah.
Looked, honestly, knee contusion was great news considering when it first happened. Even though it didn't look like it was one of those non-contact type injuries type things, it still had that feel of like, oh God, like he can't put weight on it. Did he just tear his ACL? How concerned are you about them being without Marsh for potentially 3 weeks, a month? Who knows how long it lingers?
Yeah, not great. Definitely not great because I like having Brandon Marsh out there and the defense of Rojas in center and Marsh in left. We'll see if, I mean, he's probably going to be back before Pache, but who knows. But listen, I'm still not sold on the hit tool. We'll see. But being able to watch Johan Rojas every day,
yeah, man,
it's been a fun experience.
Yeah.
And just like the way he just like glides back and there's like, I have no anxiety that he's just going to like do his thing.
Totally.
And the reads he gets on fly balls are insane. I mean, between him and Pache, it's like these guys are out of control with how good they are defensively.
Well, we talked all last year about how great it was to see Marsh here and the reads he would get on balls compared to what we had been watching. And both Pache and Rojas are better. Yeah. And there's a reason that Marsh moves to left or right field when those guys are healthy and playing center field, you know?
Totally. And it just seems like Rojas, something good happens every time he's out there. Like the bunt.
I agree with you. It feels like he's had a lot of big RBI hits and stuff like that. Like for the time he's been here,
it wasn't even a good bunt on Saturday. The guy fell down,
but do you know what? Rojas fell down and still beat it out.
Yeah.
That was pretty impressive too.
So like the Marsh injury is obviously not great, but like, I just want to see what Johan Rojas can do. I feel like good things happen when he's on the field.
Well, and look, hopefully to the point you made earlier in the pod, now is the time where this weekend not just got Trey going, but Bryce's power, Castellanos, 7-game hitting streak, had that tank shot, Schwarber with the big homer.
Thank God the July Castellanos is not like the rest
buddy,
of the season Castellanos.
Right. Well, he's been it's weird. If you look, he's been great in even months and bad in odd months this year. I saw someone tweet that. So, weird. He had a bad May, but a great June, bad July, good April. Anyway, file that away. So, for what it's worth, October and even month, just saying.
Good.
If these guys get going, it can help. Because, I mean, Marsh, like we just said, it hurts when you have both Marsh and Rojas out there defensively to not have Marsh. But in terms of center field defense, they are not losing anything with Rojas out there every day. It's more the fact that, Marsh has been OPS-wise, their best hitter all year, and certainly one of their more productive guys consistently. So
also, like,
it's those other guys. If those other guys step up while Marsh is out, then it's like, okay, no problem.
Been like pretty good in RBI situations. Yeah. I feel like there's been a couple times last week where it's two outs. They have a chance to, of course, blow it by not scoring a run with runs in scoring position, which is what they're known for at this point. And it feels like Marsh gets a hit.
I agree with you. Yeah, I think other than Bohm, who clearly gets the most hits in those situations, I would say Marsh might be like the second one that comes in my mind in terms of those specific type of situations.
Yeah. So, I think that they can almost mask it as long as, I mean, pretty much all, it's funny, all we were asking for Marsh at the beginning of the year was like, just go play good defense.
Great defense.
And anything from the bat, yeah, we'll take. Also, Rojas has to lead, like, the league in fly balls that look like home runs off the bat.
Oh, I know.
That end up, like, not being home
not
runs.
Not even close, usually. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like a short left field. It's like,
now, the one over the weekend was smoked, and that, I thought that was going to go out. I was surprised it didn't go out. But I feel like there's been three where it's like, oh, there it is, first homer. It's like they all just die. Like, they all just run out of steam.
Yeah. Yeah, it does seem like
he's perpetually hitting into a wind gust.
Well, yeah, but yeah, you're right. It feels that way because it feels like he hits the ball hard, but then the ball doesn't seem to go as hard as it felt like he hit it.
I know. You know? Unless it's on the ground, but like when he tries to lift it,
no, yeah,
it's almost like there's a 40-mile-an-hour wind blowing in.
I will say too, I do think he's one of those guys. It seems like he brings an energy.
Yeah.
To the, you know, all the guys talk about how fun he is to be around and all that stuff. I think that helps. Stott just keeps freaking, dude, like seriously, where would this team be without Bryson Stott? I guess probably the MVP of the team right on August 7th if we had to choose one, if you had to pick an MVP of the team this year.
Yeah, I guess Castellanos in July.
Yeah, Castellanos was one of the names you would think. I mean, Harper, even without the time, is, but I think it's probably Bryson Stott. I mean, think about the defense, that play, was it yesterday or 2 days ago? I think it was yesterday, with the diving.
Oh, the dive, yeah.
Oh, I mean, this guy, dude, he's batting .303. Yeah. He's a 25-year-old kid in his second year in the major leagues.
And the opposite field home run.
Dude, the first of his career, which was surprising because of how well he hits the ball over the field. Joe Giglio put out a tweet with, through their age 25 seasons. Uh-oh. Now, Utley was a part-time player at the time, so it's like not apples to apples, but still, like, you know, you put out the numbers, and Bryson Stott right now has been a better player at the age of 25 than Utley was. And I'm not, you know, there, and I don't think he'll ever have the power Utley did and stuff. But, I mean, like, Bryson Stott's going to be a really good player for a really long time, man. I mean, I have full faith in this guy.
Oh, and he keeps raising his ceiling. I mean, like
totally.
I thought it's
bang 303.
Yeah, yeah. And who knows as the power continues to develop. And he's like, you know, the big thing that ailed him last year was like 95 plus up. Got no problem with that.
No problem.
Now he's ripping into the corner and whatnot. So he'll never be like, you know, a super superstar, but like he's turned into a star on this town.
But he could win a batting title.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, assuming Luis Arias gets traded out of the National League at some point.
For sure.
You know, he's gonna win the next eight. Like he could though. Like that he has that yeah, ability with the bat and the hit tool.
He is just, again, I just love him. Like he's been I think the highest mark you could label on a baseball player.
He's a baseball
player. He's a ball player.
I know, I love it.
He's just a ball player.
I love
player.
That's the best like thing you could say about a player. I will say too, I think that he is the person this season who has in a positive way changed Phillies fans' opinion of him the most. Like people liked him and people were like, oh, he's a nice young player. I think this season basically all Phillies fans are like, oh wow, this guy is like a massive part of our future. You know?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. And plays a gold glove caliber second base.
Like phenomenal.
They might have a, for he's 25, the next 7 years, a 300-ish hitter that plays gold glove caliber second base.
Think about that, dude. Think about that.
That the Phillies drafted.
So shout out to
them. They didn't have to sign him.
Yeah, like we actually drafted, and the 14th pick, like Bohm was the third pick in the draft. And granted, you know, in baseball, it doesn't mean you're going to hit. We all know.
That class ended up being nuts, by the way. Do you know what else?
The Bohm class?
Yeah.
No.
Well, it's Rutschman. It's Bobby Witt. Yeah. It's Corbin Carroll.
Oh, my God. Rutschman and Witt were the first two picks?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. And Corbin Carroll, too?
He was after Stott.
Wow, dude. Yeah, I know it was after Bohm, obviously.
No, there's more, too, I think.
Wow. Wait, the Stott class or the Bohm class?
The Stott class.
Wow. Yeah, Corbin Carroll's good.
Hold on. The Stott class, real quick. Yeah. Rutschman, Witt, Andrew Vaughn, J.J. Bleda, Riley Green, C.J. Abrams, Lodolo, Josh Jung.
This is nuts. Like, all these guys are having great, or at least a lot of them having really good seasons.
Langoliers, Manoah,
especially for all these guys to be up and contributing like this already.
Stott, Carroll, George Kirby.
Wow, dude. This
that's
on
the first round.
This is an insane
Anthony
first
Volpe.
Round. This is an insane first round.
Yeah.
I mean, wow, dude. Yeah. That is like, wow. Yeah. That's pretty awesome. I mean, Rushman and Carroll, you could argue like.
Well, Witt. I mean.
Well, Witt too. All three, you could argue. Like, I mean, I'm saying, like, I mean, Corbin Carroll has freaking 20 homers and 35 stolen bases as a rookie.
Yeah.
And it's we're two-thirds of the way through the season.
Well, and Witt's the first player in baseball history to have 20 and 30 first 2 years. And Rutschman, they haven't been swept since
he's... And Rutschman's just a winner, like that guy's.
By the way, Bobby Witt, I've never seen a player... So I was when I was watching Aiden Miller, all the draft stuff and whatever, I never could put a finger on his finish, like how he finishes his swing.
Oh, it's Bobby Witt.
Looks like Bobby Witt.
Oh, well, I'll take it.
Yeah, believe me. I think we'd all take it.
I would be pretty all right with that.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about, like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
All right, our buddy John Wheeler. Shout out John Wheeler. We love you, buddy.
Our boy.
He DM'd me and asked me a question. He said, would you try and sign Stott right now? Long-term deal.
Well, I mentioned that after opening day.
You mentioned it early in the season. Now we've got even more evidence. Like,
So I just don't know if they want to add another $20 million like thing to their payroll.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, if they don't have to.
So it's like the value of it isn't worth the few million you save by doing it now isn't worth the flexibility that you have if you keep him cheap for a little while. It makes sense.
Yeah, and they need the flexibility.
They definitely do. And look, they have a while with him. He's got, what, like 5 years of team control.
That's the difference between this and the Braves. Like, the Braves don't have big contracts.
Well, and again, the Braves put guns to the guy's head and forced them to sign. It's a different. We don't do that here. Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, unbelievable. All right. What else did I have? I think that's all I got until we get to final thoughts and all that good stuff.
All right.
Take that.
All right. Rob Thompson has an addiction, James.
Ooh.
Do you want to know what it is?
Is it righty lefty?
No.
Okay.
No. It is putting Matt Strom out there for two innings.
It's like every time. The second inning is never as good.
It feels like it never works out.
Especially like you're trying to save his innings on. It's like, I'll just go two again.
Yeah. I need Jose Alvarado back. 100%. I still think not getting a reliever at the deadline is going to end up being a bigger deal than not getting a bat. I just think they need one more. The Kimbrel tip.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I like Jeff Hoffman and Marte, but like, do we want those guys in the eighth inning of a tie playoff game? Because that's the way this team has been playing these things.
Hoffman, I trust definitely more than Marte.
I do too. I like both. But again, this is like, and again, both these guys, Hoffman, you're like the innings are a thing with this team. I mean, Kimbrel's going to set a career high if he stays on his pace. Strom is like
Kimbrel's setting a career high this year?
He was on his way. I don't know if he still is, but like maybe not quite anymore, but he was on a high pace. He was at like 45 or 46 innings, 47 innings, something like that. Like, I mean, Strom obviously has already pitched more than he had the last 2 years combined. Like
Lorenzen.
Yeah. Another good point going from start reliever to starter. Like, so, it's something they're gonna have to manage.
Yeah. And they do have some depth in Bilotti and Brogdon that could come up. The problem is that they're still throwing a AAA. So it's not like they're just sitting there with ice on their arms.
Exactly.
But, getting another arm back there would have eased a lot of my tensions. Now, the one thing, I just want to know if you're ready for it.
Uh-oh.
Griff's coming.
Oh, you think it's happening?
I think.
Yeah, because this was last year. We had like a similar timing, actually. You talked about this. You said like looking at guys for a playoff run. Who do we have in the system who can come up and give us two innings at a time or whatever? And you were like, just saying, like, Griff's not the craziest idea.
Well, especially because Griff the last month has heated up. Like
he's been awesome.
He's not walking people. I think so. When they were dying for a fifth starter, I think he felt the pressure because Andrew Abbott came up. And like turn into this nasty rookie for the Reds, and he's like, "Well, I got to go up and make the big leagues like right now." And it felt like every time watching him, he was trying to make the big league.
Yeah.
And then he calmed down and got back to being the Griff McGarry we've seen. I just think that if you're going six man and you don't have as many guys in the bullpen, like you're down an arm in the bullpen, having a guy that can go multiple innings like Griff can would be a lot, would provide a lot of value. So he's in AAA now. I just think that that's the next logical progression for him.
Makes sense.